Kansas Information Network News. I'm Jim Taylor. A Kansas prisoner who alleged in a lawsuit that he was not being treated properly for cancer has died, according to his family and attorneys. 56-year-old John Keith Calvin died Wednesday at El Dorado Correctional Facility, where he was in prison for a 2002 killing that his attorneys and supporters maintained he did not commit. And a man shot by deputies in southwest Kansas was a person of interest in other killings. J.P. Bizette has more.
39-year-old Leroy D. Malone of Phoenix, who was killed in a shootout that also injured four law enforcement officers, was a suspect in a double homicide in Phoenix. Malone died Monday after being shot by law enforcement officers in Dodge City. Two deputies from Ford County and one from Clark County were shot, and a KHP trooper was bitten by a police dog. No more information about the Phoenix homicides will be released while the shootout investigation continues.
This is Kansas Information Network News.
With today's inflation straining your budget, your Kansas Farm Bureau membership can help keep more money in your pocket. Get 15% off current published rates at Nextech Wireless. Special member pricing on select Grainger products. Save on vacation and travel with Avis Budget and Choice Hotels. And join the Kansans who've switched to Kansas Farm Bureau health plans, who enjoy significant savings on nationwide medical health care coverage. Join today. For a full list of benefits, visit kfb.org/benefits.
As a truck driver, I've learned how important road safety is. I know that large trucks need more time and room to stop. That's why I always hang back and follow other vehicles at a safe distance. Everyone can help keep our roads safe. Next time you're driving, try to remember to always give trucks extra space when you merge in front of them. Let's all plan to share the road safely. Learn how at www.sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Cashback is not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
Susan, it's so great to finally be able to get together again.
Oh, it sure is. And I really appreciate you picking up the bill.
I'm happy to. I've got the extra cash. Since we've all been driving so much more again, I've been using Upside, the free app that pays you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait a minute. Are you saying you actually get paid cash when you buy gas with the Upside app?
Yes. I get real cash back just for buying the gas I was going to buy anyway.
But is it a hassle to use?
No. It's super fast and easy. And I can cash out whenever I want.
That's a total no-brainer. I'm downloading the free Upside app now.
Download the free Upside app now to earn real cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code HEAT for an extra 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. That's promo code HEAT. You can cash out anytime right to your bank account, to PayPal, or an e-gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code HEAT for a 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code HEAT.
Good afternoon, I'm Natalie Hadley with your KQNK News, brought to you by the Norton County Hospital, providing the best care right here at home. Lawmakers have begun evaluating legislation in an effort to fix years of built-up problems within the juvenile justice system. And first up is a bill that could expand access to behavioral health treatment through crisis intervention centers. During a House Corrections and Juvenile Justice Committee meeting on Monday, a week after lawmakers heard from attorneys and foster care workers who urged for more juvenile crisis intervention centers and adequate resources, lawmakers said they were trying to quickly come up with solutions for young offenders who need more intensive help. While youth incarceration rates have decreased, officials in the communities have said young offenders weren't receiving the proper treatment and had high recidivism rates. To fix the gaps in the system, lawmakers have discussed new legislation, and on Monday, they heard testimony on House Bill 2033. The bill stipulates that substance abuse services should be offered by juvenile crisis intervention centers, and the legislation also would make behavioral health conditions part of an assessment of whether or not youths are likely to cause harm to themselves or others. HB 2033 would also add a definition of behavioral health crisis to the Kansas Code of Care for Children and change wording in some of the custody and court statutes. The bill would change the term mental health crisis to behavioral health crisis in statutes that deal with law enforcement officers taking a child into custody and on the criteria used to refer and admit youth to a juvenile crisis intervention center, among others. Tim DeWeese, the director of the Johnson County Mental Health Center, said by redefining it from mental health crisis to behavioral crisis, you're not only encompassing the mental health issues, but you're addressing the substance abuse issues and also those issues where a young person may be emotionally deregulated and Committee Chairman Representative Stephen Owens said the legislation would allow for the opening of crisis intervention centers across the state. Kansas has millions set aside for juvenile crisis center funding, which is thought to be a potential solution to the current lack of resources for juvenile offenders, but hasn't used any of the funding. The Kansas Department of Agriculture is accepting applications for the 2023 Specialty Crop Block Grant Program, and the funds for the program are awarded to the agency by the U.S. Department of Agriculture's Agricultural Marketing Service. Specialty crops are defined by the USDA as fruits, vegetables, tree nuts, dried fruits, horticulture, and nursery crops, including floriculture. The grant funds are to be granted to projects and organizations to enhance the competitiveness of specialty crops by leveraging efforts to market and promote specialty crops, assisting producers with research and development relevant to specialty crops, expanding availability and access, and addressing local, regional, and national challenges. Applications will be evaluated by a team of external reviewers, and the team will rate proposals on their ability to successfully promote specialty crops in Kansas and make a positive impact on the Kansas economy. Those recommendations will be submitted to the Kansas Secretary of Agriculture, who will make the final awards, and applications are due to the Kansas Department of Agriculture no later than 5 p.m. on March 15th. For more information, you can download and carefully read the 2023 Kansas Request for Applications from the Kansas Department of Agriculture website, agriculture.ks.gov/specialty-crop. Specialty crop block grant funding from the USDA AMS is awarded to states based on recent value and acreage of specialty crops in the state. In 2023, Kansas will receive approximately $327,000. The State Library of Kansas reminds residents that information about the 2023 Kansas Legislature is only a phone call or chat away. The toll-free number for the legislative hotline is 1-800-432-3924, and the calls are answered by experienced reference and research librarians at the State Library. Frequently asked questions include, who are my legislators, how can I contact them, and what is the status of this bill? And other questions may concern the legislative process, where to find historic information, and other Kansas government-related questions. The hotline is open Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. However, constituents can leave a brief message for their legislators or for a librarian's response. Questions can also be emailed to infodesk@ks.gov. And Kansans can also chat with a librarian in real time through the library's Ask a Librarian service found at kslib.info/ask. I'll be back with more in just a moment.
Norton County Hospital and Medical Clinic encourage you to make health a priority in the new year by scheduling an appointment with your primary care provider. You and your provider form a team to address your health concerns and risks, plan for screenings to prevent disease, and help you feel your best. The hospital is proud to offer family and internal medicine, emergency care, specialty clinics, wound care, pain management, rehabilitation, and more. Find Norton County Hospital online to learn about its services and its dedicated team to help you through all stages of life.
The Kansas Department of Transportation wants to remind the public that they'll be holding an open house this Monday, January 30th, for the upcoming reconstruction of 6 miles of Kansas 383 in Norton County. The event is scheduled from 4 to 6 p.m. at the Almena Community Center, located at 421 Main in Almena. The attendees will be able to review the project plans and expected traffic impacts, and Kansas Department of Transportation staff will be available for questions and comments about the project. There'll be no formal presentation given, so participants are welcome to come and go at any time during the event between 4 and 6 p.m. The project is the second phase of the Kansas Department of Transportation's reconstruction of the 26-mile K-383 corridor in Norton and Phillips counties. Construction activities will include reconstructing and widening the highway on existing alignment, as well as adding paved shoulders. The work is expected to begin this spring and be completed by the end of 2023, weather permitting. If anyone has questions, they can contact Lisa Moosman at 785-874-8107. January marks National Blood Donor Month, a time to celebrate those who generously roll up a sleeve to keep blood products stocked for hospitals providing critical care. As the busy holiday season ends and the threat of severe winter weather and seasonal illness cases continues to rise, January can be a tough time for donors to make and keep appointments. You can resolve now to donate blood by visiting redcrossblood.org, download the Red Cross Blood Donor app, or call 1-800-RED-CROSS to schedule a time to give. And in partnership with the National Football League, those who come to give blood, platelets, or plasma January 1st through the 31st will be automatically entered to win a trip for two to Super Bowl 57 in Arizona. There is an upcoming donation opportunity on Tuesday, January 31st at the Norton Correctional Facility on East Highway 36 and Highway 67 from 8:30 a.m. to 3 p.m. Northern Valley Junior High boys basketball coach Jim Cole reported that on Thursday, January 26th, the Northern Valley Junior High A-team boys improved their record to 9-2 with a hard-fought 30-28 win over the Tri-Plains Brewster Titans in Almena. Coach said the Huskies were behind 13-17 at halftime, but outscored the Titans 11-3 in the third quarter to take over the lead, with Tate Talheim leading the Huskies with 14 points. Coach Cole also reported that the Northern Valley B-team boys evened their season record to 4-4 with a 14-12 overtime win over the Titans. The Huskies scored 6 points in the final 2 minutes of the game to send the game into overtime, with Zane Brown making the only basket in the overtime, and he also led the B-boys in scoring with 8 points. Northern Valley will travel to McDonald next week to take on the Shilin Cougars. According to the unofficial minutes of the Norton County Board of Commissioners meeting that was held on Monday, January 23rd, Commissioner Marvin Matchett called the meeting of the Norton County Board of Commissioners to order at 9 a.m. in the commission room, and in attendance were Richard Thompson, Garrett Beidler, and Marvin Matchett. Nextech LLC presented a video service agreement to the county as, in accordance with the laws of the state of Kansas, the municipality is entitled to request a video service fee from Nextech based on a percentage of gross revenues. This fee would be collected as a pass-through from subscriber, and Norton County currently does not offer video service. Vice Chairman Marvin Matchett signed the service agreement. Tax abatement 2023-03 was presented to the commission for signature. The abatement was presented as a BOTA appeal for an oil lease. The order was signed in the amount of $8,702.68. A motion was made by Vice Chairman Matchett to approve the January 16, 2023 commission minutes, with the second from Commissioner Thompson, and the motion passed. And the meeting was then adjourned until January 31st of 2023. I'm Natalie Hadley. Your KQNK News was brought to you by the Norton County Hospital. You can call the Norton County Hospital at 785-877-3351 for all of your health care needs.
Does your insurance company seem a little robotic?
Here at Insurance Corporation, we experience pride in producing plans suitable for 87.023% of the entire population.
When it comes to protecting your future, no one can replace a human. At Farm Bureau Financial Services, we sit down with you for a super check and together create a plan that's right for you. It's your future. Let's protect it.
Call me, Joy Johnson, your Farm Bureau agent in Norton.
New Age Industrial is the leading aluminum extruder and fabricator in the United States. On top of manufacturing heavy-duty yet lightweight equipment for various industries, their aluminum products are built to last and carry a lifetime guarantee against rust and corrosion. Their strength is not only in their products, it's the people who take great pride in what they do. Their team has continued to manufacture top-notch aluminum products and maintain the highest level of customer service for over 55 years. Learn more about them at newageindustrial.com.
Kansas Agriculture Network News.
Good day, everyone. I'm Greg Akagi. The 2022 drought affected the total production of Kansas grain crops, but the one that was probably affected the most was grain sorghum, which in 2022 producers were able to harvest 124 million bushels of grain sorghum in Kansas, which was down 59% compared to 2021 production. Kent Winter from Mount Hope is the president of the Kansas Grain Sorghum Producers Association. They held a board meeting on Thursday in Salina and talked about what he and the board feel like the planted acreage will be for grain sorghum in Kansas in 2023.
We expect another 10% at least to be planted to sorghum this year. Guys are looking at the relative least expense, less expense involved with putting out the crop. We're also closely watching the weather forecast for later this spring. A lot of us watched certain weathermen that we like, and there seems to be a common denominator with many of them. They're watching this situation out in the Pacific, the La Nina phenomenon, the cooling of the water. We've been going now 3 years with this, and that is considered an extremely long time. They're looking for that to break. And so a lot of us think that's the key. If that thing can break, it will drastically impact and improve the moisture chances here in Kansas statewide.
Of course, Kansas grain sorghum, not the only ones concerned about the weather and how dry it's going to be. Kansas wheat producers, once this crop comes out of dormancy, how much of it will come up? How much winter kill will we have? That was a worry amongst many wheat producers here attending the Kansas Commodity Classic in Salina. And you're listening to the Kansas Agriculture Network.
Ranchers, when you're out working in the elements, you need gear that works as hard as you do. Dry Shot is the boot that fits that bill and has become the number one outdoor boot at ValleyVet.com. With genuine high-quality natural rubber overlay and better shank support, the 100% waterproof Dry Shot boots are more comfortable hour after hour. You will appreciate the four-way stretch, breathable air mesh lining, and the ability to roll down the tops to tuck in pant legs. Fewer seams means no water saturation and no heavy boots to lug. You'll like the all terrain self-cleaning acid-resistant sole. Your feet will be warm and dry when the weather gets mucky. Dry Shod the whole family at ValleyVet.com, where you'll also find your every animal need. Valley Vet knows no zip codes and will get meds and more delivered to your door for all of the animals in your house or barn. Visit ValleyVet.com, your one-stop shop for meds and more, or shop their store in Marysville.
ValleyVet.com, ValleyVet Supply.
Kansas Agriculture Network weather.
This is meteorologist Steve Hamilton for the Kansas Agriculture Network. Other than some occasional clouds, our weather pattern looks fair for the next couple of days, and we'll have warmer temperatures for most of our state today and tomorrow. But late tomorrow afternoon into Sunday, an Arctic cold front will be arriving in the Central Plains. Sunday looks a lot colder. Northwest and north central Kansas will start to feel some of that cold air moving in by early tomorrow afternoon, while we get one more day of relatively mild temperatures in the southern counties, then a big cool down expected on Sunday. On the map, heading into the afternoon, the cold front is up in the northern plains with an Arctic air mass behind it. We have high pressure in the central plains and southwesterly wind that'll help warm things up today. Occasional cloud cover with a west to east flow in the mid-levels, but we'll get some sunshine as well. Pretty mild with afternoon highs in the 30s in our northern counties, but 40s and 50s in southern and eastern Kansas. For this evening and overnight, no big changes. The cold front will edge a little bit closer to our area. Ahead of the front, low pressure will move across our state early in the day on Saturday. That's followed quickly by that cold air moving into the northwest and north central counties by midday, keeping our highs there in the 20s. Still warm and fair for the southern counties tomorrow. It'll be cloudy on Sunday, windy and cold. Highs ranging from the single digits and low teens north and west to the 20s in the southern and eastern counties. This afternoon in northwestern Kansas, upper 30s to low 40s with low 20s overnight, low to mid 40s north central, and tonight will be in the mid to upper 20s, mid 40s northeast, and upper 20s and low 30s for the overnight. Southwest, upper 40s to low 50s and low to mid 20s for the overnight hours. Low 50s this afternoon in south central Kansas, upper 20s and low 30s tonight. Low 50s southeast, and tonight we're in the mid 30s. This is the Kansas Agriculture Network.
You're going to need me.
You're going to need us.
All of us.
You're going to need our technical skills.
Our math. Our engineering skills.
You're going to need our help with your water. Your air. Your food.
You're going to need our organizational skills, our problem-solving skills.
You're going to need our determination, our honesty, our compassion.
You're going to need the next generation of leaders to face the challenges the future will bring.
And we promise, we'll be there when you need us.
Today, 4-H is growing the next generation of leaders. Support us at 4-H.org.
Kansas Agriculture Network Markets.
Good day, everyone. I'm Greg Akagi. As we look into the markets, things remain quiet as far as the feedlots are concerned. We'll get further updates on that coming up here in just a bit. Choice weights on the box beef trade down 60 cents at 265.64 on a run of 78 choice and select loads. Cash hog trade, Iowa Southern Minnesota cash market, no market report. Carcass trade, no trend. The top, though, at 127.37. With analysis as far as today's livestock trade is concerned, let's bring in Tom Leffler of Leffler Commodities.
Well, it's been red numbers all morning long in the livestock markets. Quite a few triple-digit downsides in our cattle and our lean hogs today. We have seen so far in our cash market as far as cattle goes, no trade has taken place, not unusual for a Tuesday. We also have seen as far as the futures market, October live cattle, lowest it's been in the last four sessions. Our December contract, lowest in the last two, and our feeder cattle, mostly the lowest in the last two sessions also. We're looking at box beef, 60 cents lower on choice cuts, 88 cents lower on, or I meant to say 88 higher on selects, on a total movement of 78 loads. Now, over in the hog complex, we saw most hogs gap lower on the opening today. Our October and December contracts had inside trading sessions so far. Keep in mind, yesterday, October contract will spend 7 cents of the contract high.
August cattle down 32, 138.02. October down 97, 143.25. August feeders down 240, 178.87. And September down 297 at 182.67. August lean hogs are down 2 points at 121.77. This is the Kansas Ag Network.
ValleyBet.com. Wish you could make your pasture a no-fly zone? Well, the next best thing is to check out all the fly control solutions available at Valley Vet Supply. Valley Vet has a whole array of insecticides, including E-Pro, Silence, Cleanup 2, Ultraboss, Synergized D-Lice Poron, Piranha Zero Bite, and Stock Guard Concentrate, and mineral oil for mixing. Keep in mind that rotating insecticides keeps the bugs from getting resistant to them. Check out the mineral feeders with fly killer covers and the always popular cattle rubs. At ValleyVet.com, you'll find your every animal need. Valley Vet Supply knows no zip codes and will get meds and more delivered to your door for all of the animals in your house or barn. Visit ValleyVet.com, your one-stop shop for meds and more, or shop their store in Marysville.
ValleyVet.com. Supply.
And with analysis as far as the grains are concerned, let's again bring in Tom Leffler of Leffler Commodities.
Well, the grain markets have seen some interesting trade. The only thing that has been consistently strong has been soybeans and the soybean complex. Corn markets managed to hold together also, but it has came off the overnight highs. The wheat market's the one that could not hold the overnight highs, as we came as much as over 20 cents off the highs of the session. Not really any big news out here, but the good Dexon rating on corn did drop 3 points from the previous week. Soybeans dropped 1 point.
Kansas City wheat, September up 1.25, 849. Dece up 1.25, 856.25. In Chicago, September wheat up 1, 780.75. December up 1/4, 799.5. September corn up 12.25, 620.75. March up 10.75. August soybeans up 58.5, 1678. November up 34.5.
Are you a Kansas college student considering a career in broadcasting? Well, listen up. If in the fall you'll be entering your junior or senior year at a Kansas four-year college or your sophomore year at a Kansas two-year college and are enrolled in a broadcast program, you may qualify for a scholarship from the Kansas Association of Broadcasters. Application deadlines May 1st. For details, go to KAB.net and click on Student Services, sponsored by the member stations of the Kansas Association of Broadcasters.
Crude oil down 84 cents, $89.92 a barrel. Gas futures up 5.5 cents. Gold up 6.50 an ounce. And at Wall Street, the Dow is currently down 47.5 points. The NASDAQ is down 195. It's been sharply lower throughout the day. And the S&P 500 down 23.5 points. That is a check of the markets. You're listening to the Kansas Agriculture.
Like walking in the rain and the snow.